Okay, so I'm going to start off with this session. Stefan and myself, we're going to be talking about the issues of maintaining an Android release and how you interact your changes with the upstream AOSP. So it's called Forking Android Considered Harmful. And as you can guess, the basic idea behind this is that we should try to avoid forking wherever possible. So the agenda then, Stefan is going to talk a little bit about the different ways that you can cope with a changing upstream, a changing AOSP, and how you can avoid, or how you typically interact with that, and different ways of interacting with that. And then I'm going to come in and talk about why forking is a bad idea, and some ideas I'd like to discuss both in the meeting, both in this session and also offline, about what we can do about this. So, quick intro to myself. I think I'm reasonably well known. I've been doing this stuff for quite a long time. Main topics of interest. The point where software meets hardware, I've always been interested in the interface with devices, and I like to see actual hardware if possible. I have experience with Linux, Linux kernel, Yocto, and of course Android. I'm very interested in open source, and I'm very interested in the idea of communities. So that's me. If I hand over to Stefan.
Yeah, hi. I'm Stephen Lengfeld. I'm living in Germany. I'm working for InnoVex. We are doing projects and consultancy, and I'm doing this embedded stuff, Linux embedded and Android embedded stuff since 10 years now. And yeah, main interests, embedded systems, Linux kernel development, build system, graphics stack, and performance analysis. And that's for myself, and the short introduction to the problem is again you.
Sorry, what?
Next slide is the slide.
Okay, the AOSP developer's dilemma. So the first point is the basic one. So it, in order to make a product out of AOSP, you basically need to take a copy of AOSP and then modify it in some way. So why do we need to do this? So typically you're adding in board support for whichever hardware platform you're using. Often you need to put in some custom HAL support. We need to add in services, libraries, apps. And we may also want to change the upstream AOSP code. We may want to change the way the framework works in some ways because we need some different launcher behaviors. We will, of course, need to add in some SE policy and all kinds of stuff. So in order to do anything with AOSP, apart from just build an emulator, you need to hack it around a bit. So how do you handle that?
And with that, we go into the section and how we are handling with that. And they are typically, so we have to look at two different things. So one thing is that we at one point often have to fork something, or at least to patch some existing code. So patching framework code, for example, to fix a bug, or backport a patch for a fix, or adding new features in framework. But of course, this should not be done too much, because then porting is harder to new versions. So one thing we always do is fork or patch existing code from the AOSP source tree or from the vendor tree you get from your SoC vendor. And the better thing is the additions. So a lot of things we add to the AOSP tree, for example, HAL implementations, kernel drivers, additional apps, and other things. And both forking and addition or patching and adding code I do different tasks that we need to do as AOSP developers, and in the options I will now present, also done differently. So we will go through the options that I've seen in the wild. Yeah, one question?
Okay. No speakers.
No speakers. This mic is only for the So I have to speak louder. You're saying I should have been louder. Okay. Okay, I try to speak louder. So now we look at the four different methods I have seen in the AOSP, in the community or in projects, how we deal with that. So we look at the good, the bad, and the ugly methods. We use at the copy script option I have seen, which we're looking at using patches. We are looking at the local manifest feature from the repo tool, and we are looking at the way with copying and extending the upstream repo manifest, XML manifest. That are the four options we are now going through. So using a copy script, so we have the upstream, for example, the upstream ASP source tree from Google or from a BSP vendor, and you are the downstream. You are the downstream project. And in with this option, what you are doing is you have a kind of a, in the bad case, you have a SIP archive with code, or a customer has a SIP archive with code, or you have a Git repository. And in this Git repository, you have files from the AOSP copied and modified. This is maintained by you. This Git repository is maintained by you. And then you write a README file, or you have a README file where you specify the upstream manifest version from Google or from your BSP vendor and the version. So someone who's working on the code then knows on which version you have based on the copied files and modified files. And then to be very convenient, you have a copy script. So you place also a script into the Git repository to then copy the patched files over to the actual ASP source tree where it was then actually built. And how does a checkout look like? So you first do your repo init from the upstream XML manifest from Google, for example. Then you do a repo sync to download all the code. Then you git clone the downstream repository, so your code or the code of your customer or your downstream project. And then you execute this copy script. And with this way, then you have a patched AOSP source tree for your device or for your customer. And just I will not go much into the pro of cons of all these options, but I personally don't like this option. I've seen it. For example, I've seen it in one upstream Git repository here, and I've seen it by customers. The problem is it's very hard to sync the files, the modified files in the AOSP source tree and the modify files in the downstream Git repository. It's very hard to track the changes. But I've seen it, and in simple cases, it works. What also I have seen in the wild is patches on top. I call it patches on top. How does a downstream project does it? It maintains a Git repository with patches. So not modified files, but patches, Git patches in there with descriptions, 10 patches, 100 patches. Then it also writes a README file to specify the upstream manifest and upstream version from Google or the BSP vendor. And also it has a convenience script to apply the patches then on the AOSP source tree. How does the checkout look like? Again, repo init from the upstream XML manifest. You repo sync, you git clone the downstream project. You change directory in the downstream project. And then you execute the convenience script to apply all the patches. And then the patches are applied to your ASP source tree, and then you can build and have the your device enabled.